Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we're back in the Cafe Book Club. You're like, what? What are we talking about? Anyway, I want to go ahead and introduce everybody. We've got my lovely co-host, Miss Amy Frost. How are you today?
I'm doing good. My mouth is full. I'm chewing on my delicious life.
That's good. That's good. And the author and the creator for The Delicious Life, Miss Phoenix Rising Star, how are you today? Is she there? I know she's there. Hey, Phoenix.
She's contemplating.
Phoenix.
Well.
Oh, hold on.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe.
Let's stop that.
Well,
okay. We are already here. It's all good. So, Phoenix, are you there? We might have some difficulties with her. And Miss Kelly Cass, how are you today?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Oh, so glad to have you joining us today. Yeah, for sure. Well, hopefully, if Phoenix can hear me, hopefully she'll be able to get back on again. It shows that she's active, so I'm not sure what's happening with that. I think I'll play with her connection here for a second. So today we're going to really kind of do a neat show. We're going to be talking about the book that we had done back in March was with the Recipe for Your Soul, 5 Steps to a Delicious Life. Actually, it was the whole month of April that we did it. And it was a wonderful book. And it's one of those things that we were talking about how how with this kind of a process, and Phoenix calls it a formula, the formula really is something that is just kind of an ongoing thing. And we're excited because in October, we're going to go ahead and be launching a special day in Sedona, and where Phoenix lives, and we're going to be having this day of just really looking at how we can create a fluidity in working with the process and just helping everybody to really go to the next thing you want to be working on. Because, you know, when it comes to success, I actually wrote down about having things be, about tweaking your recipe for an ultimate success. And I think ultimate success is just kind of an ongoing thing, depending on what you're interested in, when you're setting your intentions, and what that's all about. So I'd love to get these other lovely ladies on here to talk about, you know, just some of the things that they've had for ahas with the Recipe for the Soul, and then also just things that they're looking forward to with our special day. So, Amy, you want to go ahead and talk about how you're feeling about it?
I really love, I love Phoenix. I love the book. I love the processes. And I've gone through 3 times. First time by myself, second time with the book club. And Kelly and I are going to go through this together. We meet on Mondays and really, really implement it because I think that's the key. It's a wonderful book and process, and you have to implement it. So, it's so interesting. So I just got a text from our dear Phoenix that she's working on getting back in. So, it's so fascinating that, you know, she is out living her delicious life right now. She's in Maine with the wild blueberries and lobster and having a great time. And well, hopefully we'll get her back in here soon. But for me,
here I am.
Here she is. So for me, the one thing that's really come up in this last week, and again, it's an ongoing process. I've been doing it, I think since April, maybe before that, that when delicious life comes up for me, I have to be like, what does delicious really mean for me? And I'm just going to out myself here in one way. I have anorexic tendencies and have my whole life, and it was very serious in my 20s. So just this last week when the four of us were having a conversation, it really came up for me that delicious was not a good word for me. So I spent this last weekend working on that. So, as you're doing the process, I'm being hindered. Why am I being hindered? And I realized, and I've been doing this for months, that was the hang-up.
Wow, Amy, that's huge. And so what word did you come up with that works better for you?
No, I'm being with Delicious. You know, I'm not gonna push it away. You know, I'm just gonna I'm redefining it as is not because the food was the enemy for me, right? So Delicious food was the enemy. So now it's like no, it can be delicious. It can be nurturing. It can be a friend, an ally.
Wow, way to clear your cellular memory. That's awesome.
Thank you. So that's a great example of what you can do with this process.
It's true, and you're so right. Things, you know, as we progress through, we think we're going along just fine, and all of a sudden something comes up, and it's normal to have something come up, and now you have a tool to go back and clear it, you know, so it doesn't have to be in your way.
That's so great. That's so great. And that's something that we really want to let people know with this process, that when we get together on October 19th in beautiful Sedona.
Well, I think we want to comment, too, that this is really the beyond the Delicious Life podcast and even book, you know. This will be the four of us really supporting you on creating and maintaining your delicious life and updating it as you go.
Absolutely, because, you know, the podcast and the book are really more of a do-it-yourself, which is great for some people. So that's what some people are looking for. But if you're wanting to go deeper or you want some more hand-holding, maybe you're not sure of, you know, the right words, the right approach, you know, maybe this is all new to you. So come and join us where we can help and support you.
And there'll be things that are showing up in your body that you may have no idea about. And so we're really honored to have Kelly joining us to help with that as we go. So Kelly, so Robin had asked about, you know, the experience for me and you. So how about wherever you want to go with this, your experience of doing the Delicious Life work?
I think it's a really simple process, which is lovely, because I know I have been known to make things more complicated than they need to be.
Oh, you're the one.
You mean there's only one?
I'm the one. So I love the ease of it, and when Amy and I were talking and she said she'd had the resistance to the word delicious, I found that I had also had a resistance to the word delicious. And I think, and I get to sit with that and go, okay, so why would I push that away and just be with that and work with that and have fun with that? And the other thing I want to say about October 19th is frequently we think we need to do it by ourselves, and sometimes doing it by ourselves is a really good option. And there is a huge, huge difference coming together in community and working the process, whatever the process is, together. Just coming together in the community is beyond valuable. So that's what I got.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Okay. Well, and you know what? And I just really want to honor all of us, because we're just going to have such a dynamic group of people available for everybody coming together. I think it's just going to be really great. Kelly's just amazing. I've been honored to be working with her, and my body looks at her and goes, "I'm going to shift." I don't even have to get in the water or get on the table. My body just goes, "Oh, okay, I'm going to fix that."
Nice.
And I love that. I love that about Kelly, because it's just, you know, she's in there to be loving and nurturing and going, doing her business, man, making sure that she's helping you to do whatever, you know, whatever your next step is, your next level is. She's just really, really just trying, you know, seeking to be there to be present for you and help you to be the best of what this moment's going to be holding for you. I just love that. So, Phoenix, you want to talk a little bit about the day and some of the things that we're looking forward to?
Yeah, so, you know, I think everybody's kind of mentioned it in their own way, but it's such a fluid day of loving support where you bring your intention to the table and we are helping you to get there and to make it something even better than what you ever dreamed of. And I agree with what everybody has said, that there's so much power in group support. It takes you way beyond the do-it-yourself. And I know that there's a lot of independent people out there, especially entrepreneurs. You know, we are all do-it-yourselfers to begin with. And we really believe that we can do it all ourselves. But the power of group, it cannot be expressed more powerfully than what we're all saying here. Because we've all seen it. You know, we've all experienced that for ourselves. And so, but it's not just a serious day. I mean, we're calling it a play shop for a reason. We want to be playful in our approach. We want to be playful with each other. We want to enjoy the laughter yoga. You know, life is not meant to be all serious. And so this is a perfect example of how can you have exactly what you want or something even better and have fun with it. It doesn't have to be hard, right?
So yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, and to have people witnessing for you. And I think for most people, they can't even imagine having what they want, let alone beyond. And we're going to have people sharing their experiences however they feel safe to show you, yes, it is possible, and it's happening every day all over the place.
That's right. And, you know, it's such a fluid process that once you understand the steps, you understand, too, that they just kind of pop around, just like what you were saying, Amy. Gosh, something came up. It's time to go back and clear that. Okay, let's clear that. Now we can jump ahead, you know, and so we can treat the day like that if we need to, or we can go in order of the steps for those that need to. It's a day of meditation. It's a day of self-discovery. It's a day of personal transformation. I'm just so looking forward to this.
Me too. What I love about the whole cooking analogy and the delicious life, like with the Transformation Cafe, it's when you are cooking, you can be a home cook, and that's great, but you may want to get training to be even better home cook or maybe make it a healthier type of food you're cooking. Or you may want to become, you know, more of an expert. So that this process is in alignment with that, to help you with whatever, however you want to do and wherever you want to be in advancing those skills and changing your life. And what I see with people all the time, they're just kind of getting by. They don't even realize that things aren't quite right until they start taking some action. And then, yay, things start breaking free, and then it gets easier and easier.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just takes one simple shift to get all the dominoes going. It just takes that first domino, you know. And it doesn't matter if you're moving furniture around or you're choosing to lose 10 pounds or gain 10 pounds. You know, it doesn't matter how simple or how extreme your choice is. These are steps that are going to work for every kind of change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
I love that you have on the
practice.
Practice,
I love
yes.
what you have on the website. It says, the more I teach and work with individuals desiring change, the more this formula has unfolded and cemented itself in the process that works. I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so, and it's so true. I've really found that to be true working with it as well. And it's just something that continually just really helps to support and work with you just wherever you are. I just think it's just really, really awesome.
Now, in Sedona, if you've never been to Sedona, you want to come just for that. This is going to be fabulous. And if you've never been to Sedona, you want to come for that. So I want to recommend
it.
Oh, my gosh. It's just such a loving place. It creates a sacred space for us to do the work. So it's going to help all of us to really, you know, to have the healing that we need and the transformation that we need just being there. So what I, Phoenix is going to run us through a meditation. Yay! And what I want to recommend for y'all, you know, we want you to get the book, get a journal specifically for your delicious work, and, you know, do those podcasts. And we recommend do it with at least another person, maybe a few people, and so you have a support team. And then join us in Sedona and really take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that support team is it goes beyond the one day. You know, this is
yes.
a team you'll want to stay in touch with and
yes.
continue to support and share your wins and share your frustrations, because that's life, you know. And once you find how delicious that is, then you want more of it. And so we are helping to create that in a way that's easy and safe for you and comfortable. So we really want everybody to take advantage of it.
Yes, 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 yes.
And I just had a picture pop in that what we do with reading the book and coming together in smaller groups is, you know, cooking everyday meals. And coming together in Sedona is creating a masterpiece meal. It actually came in as a cake, but, you know.
And I love cooking
nice.
With other people, right? How fun is that, cooking?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, new ideas, different things, different spices, different zest.
Okay, yum, yum. That sounds so good. Okay, well, I would love it. Phoenix, you can go ahead and do the meditation.
Okay. The book, I talk about the alignment of the heart. And how
yes.
that, you know, what we are creating needs to be in alignment with our heart and our soul's purpose, because otherwise it's kind of like, oh, aren't we just wasting our time on things that are really not as important and we probably will not follow through on? And so I think for some people, it can be hard to figure out what do you mean by alignment of your heart. So in this, I just want you to be playful and open and allow yourself to experience what that might mean for you, because it's going to be different for everybody. And it may be even different every time you do a meditation like this, depending on where you are and what you've accomplished so far in your life. Because our heart can lead us in many different directions, because we're naturally creative individuals. And sometimes, you know, one direction is perfect for now, and another time a different direction might be even better for you. So allow it to take you where you need to go with this. But the whole point is to help you the alignment of your heart, so that you can determine firsthand if this is the workshop you need at this time, and if not this, then there will be something better for you. And we really want to honor that within you, because we want this to be a win-win for absolutely everybody. So just take a couple of deep breaths where you're just inhaling slowly and exhaling slowly and relaxing your body and your mind and your heart into a transformational way of breathing. And by transformational way of breathing, what I mean by that is it's that slow, rhythmic fashion of breath that signals your body that what you're about to do could just potentially change things considerably, or maybe just a little bit for you. Your body already knows how to recognize that, and especially if you've done any of my other meditations, this becomes a very familiar process, so just allow yourself to relax into that. And as you're breathing slowly and rhythmically, you'll find that you will just relax into a rate of breathing that works for you, and you won't have to think about it anymore. And when that happens, I invite you to turn your awareness to your heart, your energetic heart space. This is the place, it's literally behind your physical heart. And it is a literal space, even though it's an energetic space, but it holds all of your hopes, your dreams, and your aspirations for this lifetime and for others as well. And as you turn your awareness there, you may have almost a fluttering or a quickening of your breath. It can be almost exciting when you find that space. And we all have it. We all know intuitively how to find it, and just allow yourself to go there. For some people, it's kind of like being in a wonderful cave. If you like caves, and you can have it as bright and as light as you like it, or you can have it just in candlelight or firelight if you'd like. For others, it's like being outdoors under the stars and just viewing all the stars. For others, it's like being in a very sacred room or a sacred space. Maybe it has sacred objects in it or writing that you can't quite figure out, but it's still really significant to you in some way. It can be so many different ways, so just allow it to be what it is for you. And I invite you to just kind of settle into that space where you can get comfortable and begin to recognize it for the holiness that it really represents. And I don't mean holiness in terms of a special religion. I just mean sacred, if you will. It's a very sacred space. This is the place of all answers, basically. Once you know how to access this, everything you need is right here. And just kind of feel into that, sense into that, know into that. And we have so many of our senses that can be operating in so many ways. Just allow yourself to use the ones that are right for you, the strongest for you, getting a sense of that. Getting a sense of the change that you're choosing in your life at this time. Or maybe you don't have a sense of what kind of change. You just maybe have a sense that there is a change that needs to happen and you're curious about it and interested and playful and wanting to know more. Change does not have to be scary and hard. That's just our mind that tries to help us be safe with it, but we can be completely safe with it when we trust our heart. So again, in that heart space, surrounded by all of your sacred objects, the sacred stars, or the place in nature that is so special, just really feeling that, knowing that, sensing that, and allowing that playfulness of what's coming up next for you? Because here's the thing. We are fluid creatures, right? We have 70% water within us. Water has to move and constantly be in motion and meander, or it becomes stagnant and it dies. Well, with 70% water, that's, we need to move and meander and constantly be in that state of co-creation, or there's a part of us that feels like it's dying. So in order to really keep that part alive, that zest for life, we want to really get in touch with that and honor that natural tendency within ourselves to constantly be changing and co-creating and adapting and moving and shifting, transforming, because that gives us that zest for life. And when you have a sense of where you're going or what needs to be changed or how it could be different, just kind of hold on to that in your heart and see if your heart feels good about that. And you'll know it from the heart space as opposed to from the head space. The head space will start coming up with all these reasons why you shouldn't do that. But the heart space embraces it and says, that might be interesting. And it goes on from there. So now that you know the difference, check your alignment of your heart about your co-creation and check into if you need this loving support that we can all help you with to take this farther, better, deeper, in a more profound way so that you have a richer life. Enrich your co-creation. I mean, why not? Why not just go all the way with it? And just tap into that. Now, for some of you, the answers may come like immediately. You may just have this knowing. You may hear a yes. You may have a strong feeling. For others of you, the answers may come more slowly. They may come in the next 24 hours, maybe 48 hours. Well, you kind of have to sit with it, mull it over, take a look at your schedule, you know, all those things that we just have to deal with in the ordinary reality. And that's okay. It doesn't matter how fast it happens. Just that you get the answer that is correct for you at this time. Because this is a win-win situation for everyone who's going to be there. And if this isn't your time, it's not your time. But if it is, we welcome you with all of our arms wide open and with loving support. And for some of you, you may never have felt that loving support. So allow yourself to entertain the notion of what would that feel like. Loving support is not judgmental, and there isn't any change that's too small or too big to adapt to this process. We can help you. With all of our life experiences, we can all help you and support you. So I invite you to just sit with that and be with that, and you will know in your heart what is right for you and honor that. And when that feels complete for now, you can begin to bring yourself back into your body and back into your room. And we'll turn this over to Amy and Robin.
That's always so good. So good. Oh, Phoenix, you were such a gift to the world with that stuff going on. Oh, my gosh.
All right,
girl.
You can
You're so good.
I'm coming.
Oh my gosh. We're coming for the meditations and staying for the play. There we go. Okay. It's all good.
I like it. I like that. Nice.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So just to kind of let everybody know, the day before on the 18th, we're going to be having Friday night, we're going to be having a meet and greet for everybody. Once you get into Sedona, if you want to come on over and visit us and stuff like that, we'll have all the details once you go ahead and sign up. But you'll have opportunities to meet all of us ahead of time. And I'm going to be doing flower wisdom readings. So if there's anybody interested in connecting with flowers and things like that, I've got that. That's going to be special messaging and stuff that can happen over the weekend. Kelly, you want to talk about what you'll be offering?
Possibly if we can get access to a pool, we might be doing a little bit of body work in a pool. Possibly there will be full body fascial work sessions available.
Mm-hmm.
Let everything get cleared out of bodies at a physical level as well.
Yeah, what a great gift to give yourself while you're there. Do one before and do one after would be a great program, I think, to walk in with having stuff cleared. And then anything else, once you've had stuff come up over the weekend and even during the weekend, have Kelly on call. There we go.
Nice.
That would be awesome.
Nice.
Kelly's on call. There we go. And Amy, what will you be offering for the weekend?
I'm going to help them where are you at, where do you want to be, and help them get ready to, you know, really dive into this full on. And to do that, I wanted to throw out some questions from page 34 from the Recipe for Your Soul. It's in the Cleaning the Kitchen. And some really simple questions that I think are pretty powerful. What would you like to release that doesn't serve you? What would you secretly desire so deeply it would almost take a miracle for it to happen in your life? And what if the miracle could happen to help you live a delicious life? What would that be like?
That sounds yummy.
I know.
Yes.
That's great. Great. And again, Amy will be available for any kind of sessions before, after, when, you know, during, depending what goes on with that. And Phoenix, will you have any time available for people while they're visiting with us for the weekend?
Absolutely. I do a lot with cellular memory release also. It's physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And what it does is it helps change people's old patterns into that it's better for them both. And when you're in the midst of change, I think this is really essential to do that, as I'm sure Kelly has found out as well. Also, Leon, my partner, does tours of Sedona and can take you around to the lesser known places where you're not going to find quite as many tourists as you might. Really special photographic places, spiritual places, and his prices are very reasonable. So if you're interested in that, you can just inquire. You can send me an email and I'll send you all the information about that. And I just wanted to mention, too, you can find more information on this play shop at the website, restforyoursoul.com. There's a link from the first page. It takes you to the group, work with me, group coaching. And that's where you'll find more information about this website, or this workshop, sorry, play shop.
Okay, okay.
And
we're going to limit
it. I've worked with, Leon had a group of women several years ago when I first met Phoenix, and he took us to all these amazing places, and everybody loved it. So I can't recommend him and what he does higher than I can. He's fantastic. I highly recommend.
Well, it's
nice
if you just have a weekend, or if you just have a short time in Sedona, this will give you the highlights, and I think that's really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another way to kind of rev yourself up or down, depending on what you've had to go over the weekend. Hopefully he can have some stuff available on Sunday and Monday as well, after we do the workshop on Saturday. So it's just going to be an amazing event. It's really, really fun. Go ahead.
Really exciting.
Anybody have anything? Yes. We are very, very excited. And we're going to be limiting it to about 30 people because we want to keep it an intimate and make sure that people are getting the self-care that they need. So, and be able to contact everybody with that. And again, going to go to recipeforyourlife.com for any, is that right, Phoenix? Did I get that right?
Recipeforyoursoul.com.
Mm-hmm. Recipeforyoursoul.com. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Pre-registration by September 1st. It's $155, so you'll save yourself some money if you will register early.
Right, and we depending on where we are with the numbers, we may have something available coming up to that weekend. But, don't wait. Go ahead and get yourself locked in on that. And, again, if there's anybody you're interested in having any kind of sessions ahead of time or afterwards, go ahead and let Phoenix know. So, oh, my gosh, guys, it's going to be great. Okay, so again, contact Phoenix if you guys have questions with that with your website. You can also contact us through with the Transformation Cafe or Flowers for You in Riverside, which is going to be 951-689-2711. We'll be happy to direct you to any of our presenters or if you want to go ahead and register. So we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, ladies.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later. And everybody go out and have a delicious life. Have a delicious day. Here we go.
Yay.
We'll see you next time here at the cafe.
Sounds good. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.